Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean is on assignment, but we have entertainment news. Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas, where she writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Cindy also is a senior entertainment writer for the New York Times Wire. Cindy, good morning. This story about a Sopranos hoax, maybe we should have brought that up to our Better Business Bureau guy, because this is an internet hoax, isn't it? Tell us about this.
This is, Bob. Good morning. I woke up this morning to the best rumor I ever heard, which was there was going to be a prequel series on Max starting in January called Soprano. You can even find posters online of James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano's real-life son, Michael Gandolfini. Remember, Michael played him in The Saints of Newark. He played the young Tony Soprano in the movie. Now there's all this talk about a prequel TV series. It's going to be about young Tony rising through the ranks with his friend Pauly Gutierrez. Feels good just to say that name again. And his other friend Silvio Dante. It sounds awesome. So not true. And it looks so official. Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher, said not true. Max says it's not true. In fact, Michael Imperioli is saying he thinks there should be a prequel series about Christopher. I guess you could go a million different ways, but none of this is happening. But if you need your mob fix, Imperioli actually executive produced and he narrates a really cool History Channel documentary called American Godfathers, The Five Families, that just debuted. Check that out. It's pretty good.
And there's a documentary coming, isn't there, on the Sopranos in honor of the 25th anniversary of that show?
Documentary coming out, and there'll be a lot of hoopla. We'll never find out what happens at the end because David Chase, the creator, has made it his life mission to never tell us. But I don't care. Anything Sopranos, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. And there is Golden Bachelorette fever now, isn't there?
You know, Bob, I think we should just take the day off on September 18th. The Golden Bachelorette premieres on ABC. Let's remember Joan Vassos, who's 61. She was the one who had to go home last year to help her daughter who was having a baby. She's the Golden Bachelorette. And now we've met some of the men. They all range from 57 to 69. And incredibly, three of them are from Chicago. So I think we need to get them all on the show eventually. Jack, 68, is a caterer from our city. Jack says that his claim to fame is he likes Elvis. He went to Elvis's last concert in Chicago. You know, all the guys have to give a fun fact. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's Jordan, 62, from Chicago, a sales manager who likes when people drop by his house unannounced. Good to know. And Pascal, 69, also from the Windy City, is a salon owner who says he, quote, makes great reservations. So not some little tidbits, but some of the other guys, non-Chicagoans, there's a private eye, a rancher, someone who's the godson of Tina Turner, who says he has killer dance moves. There's an ER doctor in case the guy with the killer moves hurts himself, and a financial analyst. And one guy used to own a crepe shop in Rhode Island, so, and a firefighter. Let's not forget that. And there's a guy named Bob, a chiropractor, who's an avid surfer. So Joan's getting a wide variety of choices here.
I'm sure Lisa Dent and Mary Vandeveld have already circled their calendar. September 18th premiere on ABC. Tell us what the big takeaway was for you from all those announcements Disney just made.
Yeah, Disney had their own version of Comic-Con. They have it every year called D23. They haul out all their stars. But they had a lot of good news items this year from that. First of all, Moana 2, opening for Thanksgiving weekend on November 27th. Everybody's back. Dwayne Johnson's back. He's singing again. And he says, quote, my hair looks fantastic in Moana 2. I can't wait. And then we have Freaky Friday 2, which is called Freakier Friday. Jamie Lee Curtis rejoining Lindsay Lohan. Jamie Lee says it's far more emotional and fun, and they pick up where they left off Except this time I read Lindsay's married, so I'm not sure what the switch is going to be. It might be, I'm guessing, and Disney won't say. I think it's Lindsay switching with her kid, and Jamie Lee's the grandmother. So we'll see how that works out. And another big one, Mufasa, The Lion King, directed by Oscar winner Barry Jenkins, a live-action Mufasa for Christmas, December 20th.
And James Cameron is busy again, isn't he?
Yeah, he is in the studio doing Avatar 3. It's going to be called Avatar Fire and Ash. So that's a big one coming out in 2025. He says it's not what you'd expect, but definitely what you want in an Avatar movie. And some other really good heartfelt ones. Toy Story 5, Disney's working on. This time it's the toys going head-to-head with electronics. I kind of like it. And my other favorite of favorites, The Incredibles, are coming back, too, with all the original voices. So Disney's working on that one, too, for 2025.
And finally, we mentioned here yesterday that Only Murders in the Building is coming back. Do we know all of the special guest stars for the upcoming season, Cindy?
We do, and the cool thing is they're going out of the building. They're actually going to L.A. for certain episodes. So maybe Tom Cruise will just parachute down somewhere in Murders in the Building, but that's not for sure. We do know there is still Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez, plus guest stars Meryl Streep, Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, Eugene Levy, who's a great choice, Eva Longoria, Jane Lynch, Melissa McCarthy, Divine Joy Randolph, who won the Oscar last year, and Molly Shannon. So I think everybody wants to be on this show.
Oh, and one more thing, Adam Sandler. Tell us what he's going to be doing.
You know, Adam Sandler has not done a stand-up comedy special in a long time, but he's got one in the works that's going to come out on Netflix August 27th. It's directed by Josh Saldi, who's directed him in some serious stuff, but it's called Adam Sandler : Love You. There's a trailer where he declares I love you to the audience, not once, but 8 different times. And Adam basically says in this thing, I'm going to talk a lot, I'm going to sing, we're going to do a bunch of word deleted. He also plays guitar, and he hasn't really done stand-up in a special since 2018, so I think it's going to be really good.
Premiering on Netflix August 27th, Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
There was a wide range of topics during yesterday's late night monologues. The host joked about the Video Music Awards, Candy Pringles, and the partnership between Coca-Cola and Oreo. We've got some highlights for you, courtesy Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and we start with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know on this show, our promise to you is that we talk about only the top stories. These are the stories that everyone's talking about, which is why I must report this evening that our country has been hit with a new meme. It appears to be a promotional image for the new movie starring Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. The movie's called We Live in Time, a heart-wrenching saga about a marriage surviving through life's many ups and, oh my God, what is wrong with that horse? Look, I'm going to say what we're all thinking. That pony is tripping on ketamine. This week, they announced that MTV's Video Music Awards will be rescheduled to avoid conflict with presidential debates. Also, they need to reschedule so the second gentleman could join Slim Shady for a special VMA performance of Eminemhoff.
Meanwhile, ahead of the Democratic National Convention, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are taking a bus tour together through Pennsylvania. Yeah, and this is interesting. It's the same bus the Democrats threw President Biden under.
Oh,
Isn't that a coincidence? What a coincidence, yeah. You guys see this? The owners of Snickers and Milky Way just acquired the company that makes Pringles and Cheez-Its. Yeah, so this Halloween, get ready for fun-sized Pringles. I would do that. Hey, I heard about a recent Alaska Airlines flight that was diverted after the pilot admitted they weren't qualified to land the plane. Yeah, they weren't qualified. It turns out that they were the Australian breakdancer. That makes sense. Now it makes sense. I got Freaky Friday, man.
Former President Trump has reportedly decided to return to the social media platform X as a strategic move to fight his sinking poll numbers. All right, but it's not what it used to be, dude. That's like going back to your old high school and finding out it's a Big Lots now. In a new interview, former Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley said that former President Trump needs to make a serious shift and, quote, quit whining about Vice President Kamala Harris. And Trump must have listened because now he's whining about Nikki Haley. A man in Massachusetts is offering a reward for the return of his wallet after it was reportedly taken by a seagull. That might work, or you could try holding a French fry over your head. Because, you know, to get the French fry, they got to drop the wallet. And finally, Coca-Cola and Oreo have announced a new partnership to launch a Coca-Cola Oreo Zero Sugar Soda. So now Pepsi is okay. And that was a monologue, everybody. We're off and running.
That's funny stuff. A couple of other entertainment notes. Security officials are ramping up preparations ahead of Taylor Swift's five-night run at Wembley Stadium in London. They have a ban on fans outside the venue and a heightened threat level following that foiled terror plot in Vienna. Wembley has more visible security personnel, extra video surveillance, and hardened cyber security. Scanners, fencing, bollards are being installed around the perimeter of the stadium. The last leg of Taylor Swift's Global Eras Tour kicks off in London today. Jenna Rollins, the dramatic actress who, often in collaboration with her husband John Cassavetes, starred in a series of introspective independent films, has died at the age of 94. In June, her family said that she had been living with Alzheimer's for 5 years. And Wally Amos Jr., founder of the famous Amos Cookies, known and beloved nationwide, died at the age of 88 on Wednesday. He died peacefully, according to his family. He was at his home with his wife. He was battling dementia. His children were also present. He was born in Tallahassee, Florida. Wally Amos Jr. built his brand from one bakery in 1975 in Hollywood and an old family recipe. In his later years, he became a proprietor of a cookie shop called Chip and Cookie in Hawaii, where he moved in 1977. He was also a co-founder of Uncle Wally's Muffin Company, whose products are found in stores nationwide.